I want to shift over to another topic that I think is important for surgeons to know about. And I hear a lot of this from colorectal surgical oncologists because this is really new in the last few years. And that is the emphasis on looking for surgically curable metastatic disease. Can you talk a little bit about where that's coming from and where we are right now?
This is the idea of resected stage 4 disease with no evidence of disease. And it's actually a very exciting field in the treatment of advanced colorectal cancer because there's a subgroup of patients with stage 4 disease which can actually be cured. And we've known for quite some time that in a select group of patients with initially resectable liver metastasis, data going back to the 70s and early 80s, when you resect tumors, when you resect liver metastasis, about 25-30% of patients have a chance to be long-term survivors. So in the context of more active medical treatment right now with the chemotherapies we have, perhaps the introduction of biologic agents, we have learned that we can convert some of the potentially initially unresectable metastasis to a resectable situation. And this has opened a new door to make more patients eligible for surgery with potentially curative intent. The goal is to render a patient free of metastatic disease. This can be liver-limited disease, but this can also be liver plus some lung nodules, which are easily accessible, or lung metastasis. So liver and lung metastasis with limited extension can still mean that patients can be cured down the road. And the medical treatment in this situation can be used, one, to make patients resectable or tumors resectable. That's kind of a conversion approach from unresectable to resectable. And secondly, used as adjuvant therapy to decrease the patient's risk of recurrence, in analogy to high-risk stage 3 patients, which have a high risk of recurrence. The question is still out there whether preoperative chemotherapy for resectable liver metastasis can actually help us to improve the outcome of patients.
What about other means of dealing with liver metastasis, specifically radiofrequency ablation and cryotherapy?
Yeah. I think the default position that I have, if a metastasis is surgically reachable, nothing beats surgery in terms of the effect on local recurrence because the tumor-bearing part of the liver is gone. So in terms of local recurrence rates, surgery is better than any ablative technique. I see ablations only feasible or only warranted in the context of, let's say, a joint approach in conjunction with a liver metastasis surgery, intraoperatively ablation of or cryoablation of a metastasis that might not be surgically accessible, or in select patients where they might not be candidates for open resection of tumor-bearing liver, where the tumor might not be accessible for surgery, etc. So the default is always do surgery when you can, and reserve radiofrequency ablation or cryoablation for those cases where you cannot.